continue. We're in the Rambam now in the 12th chapter, Hilchos Trumos, Halacha Beis. We just started the new chapter, the issue of protecting Truma from becoming Tamei. We said you're not allowed to directly or indirectly cause Truma to become Tamei unless it's rabbinic Tuma. Then we said that's okay. We gave examples of that. So now we move on to doubtful Truma. Halacha Beis is doubtful Truma. Truma shenitmeis besafek. If Truma has become in doubt if it's Tamei. And the example the commentary says is, let's say you have two barrels of Truma in a private reshus, and we know a rodent fell into one of them, but we don't know which one. So now we know for sure one of the barrels is Tamei, Truma, and one isn't. Now what do you do? So the Rambam says, number one, lo ochlin, you can't eat either barrel because one of them could be Tamei, so you can't eat it. That's out. Lo sarfin, you can't burn either barrel because it could be the one you're burning is not Tamei. So you're stuck. So what do you do then? Elatia munachas, you have to leave it around until you see it really becomes Tamei. Now you can't actively make it become Tamei, right? Because then if it is not Tamei and you made it Tamei, you're not allowed to do that either. So you kind of leave it around and wait for the rodents to come. And then v'tisareif, and then you burn it.
If it's not rodents, it just rots, is that Tamei?
Well, no, that doesn't make it Tamei. Something must make it, must contract Tumah by coming into contact with something that makes it Tamei.
If the rodents don't mean it, it's not going to become Tamei.
Well, there's other ways it could become Tamei. You could have a dead person die in that room where it's at. There's ways it could become Tamei.
But do you have to take precautions to cover it up?
Well,
what if you don't cover
it? You have
it
to
out,
protect it.
Normally, you would protect it and cover it out.
Well, you know what? Let's
now you're actively helping.
Let's wait for Gimel. Gimel's going to touch on that. So let's wait for Gimel on that. So now there's a type. There's a we have to change the print over here. V'yesh, the way you have it says shum, but the comment says yeshisha. He says v'yeshisha sveikos. There's six types of doubtful situations. She's serving lists are true that you would burn truma when it's doubtful. And you want to know what it is, guys? Moshe's Barabinian Tuma of Tara, you'll have to go to the laws of Avasatuma, which you haven't learned yet, and you can go into that. And I didn't this. Now, Gimel takes it a little bit further now. So this was truma that you're doubtful about. Now, Chavis, now you have a barrel, Shel Truma, Shenolad Las Fake Tuma, that has come into it a suffix of Tuma. Okay, so now harezet lo yechadesh ba'davar. You shall not change its status, meaning lo yizizenam imkoma. Don't move it from its place to hide it, as it were. Velo yegalena, and don't leave it. Don't open it up, because if you open it up, it'll become totally puzzled for another reason, because of the danger of a snake it's in. That's even worse. You can't do that. Eliani Chena, Shelley. You just leave it. You're allowed to just leave it the way it is.
Where?
Ad shetitma vaday, until it becomes vaday tame. V'tisarev, then you burn it. V'enchoshin shematel. We're not concerned. Perhaps you will eat it.
If it's closed up, how is it going to become impure?
That's a good question, too.
I don't know, but you just leave it. That's it.
Well, it's sealed up. Where are you going to store all these barrels over time?
I said
time?
If somebody dies.
Somebody dies, you put it in the barrel?
Somebody dies in that room.
You go stick his arm in the...
But if it's closed, you're not contaminated. If it's a closed, it says don't open it because of the snake.
That's a snake, because still get tumor.
But if it's closed... It
I don't know. So I don't know.
What happens when it rots? You can't eat it anymore. Then what do you do with it?
And there's nothing, and it's nothing left with it. Then, you know, if it's not edible, then maybe you can.
Let it rot.
So you'll let it rot.
It's more likely than the dead.
So you'll let it rot.
So okay. Is rotting cool?
Well, a dead person can't die.
No, but it, but probably then you can burn it.
What is the survivor's burial?
Chulin, it's not truma. This is truma. There's nothing to talk.
Chulin just means it's ordinary.
Chulin means it's non-sanctified.
You separate
it. It can't go from sanctified from...
What? It's truma. It's truma.
Yeah, but once you let it rot, it's still truma?
Yeah, but it's not worthy to be eaten anymore. So then you could probably burn it then. If it's rotten, and it's not food anymore. It's not food anymore. Right?
If you have the barrel in Cottage country, do you assume that a bug has landed on that day, or do you have to see? You have to actually see it.
It's not a bug. It's dead. It's
wouldn't
the
bug
die.
Do it also?
Dead. It's got to be dead. Live is not good.
So a snake has to be dead?
No, snake is that's different. A different. That's poison. Thing. Snake is poisoning it with poison.
Okay, let's move on. Dallas.
Venom. Venom.
What?
What? It's a liquid. The snake is just a sort of a side note.
That's a sidebar. Okay. Red herring.
What about if it's a solid? So are you supposed to uncover it and hope a rodent falls into it?
He just says just leave it.
You leave it to
where
you
go. Says it's a locust.
How is it going to be contaminated?
You should protect
it. I don't know.
It rots.
So it's going to rot then.
I guess it'll have to rot.
Hopefully.
There's nothing else you can do with it.
A lot of stuff staying around.
Because it might be tummy. You don't know what to do with it. Right? What else can you got a better idea?
Find a dead person and stick it.
I'm just saying, got a better idea. It could be it's person. Not Tommy. It could be it's not Tommy.
Take it to Benjamin.
But it could be it is. You can't make it. You can't do that. Because you'd actively be making it Tommy on the side that it wasn't Tommy.
Talking to Benjamin.
Right? Okay.
Mr.
Borg. Dalid. Now, here's an interesting scenario. Dalid goes with hay. Chavis Shenishbra Bagas Al Yona. You have a barrel of wine, and it breaks. Now, there's an upper level of a wine press and a lower level of a wine press. The lower level, there's liquid already in the lower level, as it were. Then you got the upper level. The barrel breaks. This is a barrel of Truma Tahora, by the way. Mm. Truma Tahora, okay? It breaks. It's now leaking, going into the lower level. And guess what's in the lower level? Hatachtona,
no.
The hatachtona tzmeya, and below, there's chulin that's tame, that's got wine on the bottom level. Oh. So what's happening now? Your tohar truma is going in,
dripping tame into chulin,
and it is becoming tame. Yeah. It's two things are happening here, a double whammy.
Yeah,
again, you have tohar truma in a barrel of wine that now is broken. It's leaking into chulin, that's tame. Now let's look at each one before it broke. Before it broke, the truma tohara could be eaten by a kohen.
Drunk by a kohen.
The chulin tmeya could be drunk by a non-kohen.
Right, or a kohen. No, not a kohen, just a non-kohen.
Well, I don't know. Right, okay. Right? A chulin, regular chulin. Yeah. My own wine. It's tame. I could drink it.
Unless you're a chaver.
I could drink it. What? Well, kohen doesn't want to get tame. Whatever. Let's just say it's simple. They're both usable. Right? Now, when the wine of the truma goes down to the lower level, happening to the stuff on the bottom? Nobody can drink it.
Nobody.
Because there's a mixture of truma, so the Yisrael can't drink anymore.
Nope.
But the truma is now, so the truma that goes into the chulin makes the chulin not edible for the Yisrael, because right. There's truma there, and the truma becomes tame, and the kohen can't have it. Right. So it's a royal waste. Basically is happening. So is there anything we can do to stop this tremendous waste of wine? And you're not going to like the solution.
No?
Now he says like this. Now the problem is, he says, well, obviously, if you're able to save it in an easy way, you try to save as much as you can. Well, wait a minute. Now, generally speaking, your hands will most likely be tame. Remember, regular hands, you have to wash them before you touch truma, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So now, he says like this, Im yocha lahatzel mimenu revis bitahara. If you're able to save one revis of truma, how? Your hands and the utensils were tohar. Then, yatzel. If you could save that, in other words, now the simplest way is you take your hands, take everything you got there, but everything you got there is tummy. So now you're going to make that truma tmeah. Remember, you can't actively make truma tmeah. We're speaking in a case, obviously, where the most easy way to save it is with tameh hands. That's obviously, if you have everything torn, it's not an issue. We're trying to pick the the extreme scenario here, where the simple way to save it is going to make it tummy. The way it's going to take more time to find somebody who's got sore hands, got to wash the hands, you got to find a cleat, that's something. By the time you got a lot of wine is spilling down.
Oh,
so he's saying if you could still save one revis, 4 ounces, from that big barrel.
Oh, that's a waste.
Then yatzil, you do that, even though everything else is going to be waste. It's worth it to save one revis. Vimlav, but if you can't even save one revis, then yatzil biyadav, you could save with your hands, below until it's yadayim, even without washing your hands. Viafal pishu metamim, they're going to make it tame rabbinically,
right,
not biblically. Kamoshis Barbie and Taras has to explain in Taharis. Now, however, so right now he's saying, well, if it's better to keep one revis of Truma Tahora than to be Matama a lot more. That's how far you want to not be Matama. Otherwise, if you can't even do that, then you might as well make it Matama because you haven't saved anything. But then comes a qualification, you're saying it's not financially worth it. We're weighing, we don't want to make this Truma Tmeya Drabana. So how much of a loss will we, the
just
rabbi
the
said, should
barrel.
You take?
Just about the entire barrel.
At least
barrel.
If you could save a revis, it's worth it to lose the rest.
Wow.
That's what he's saying. Now, let's say you know you're not going to save anything.
Okay, use your hands.
But you got to be honest, because a person could lie. So, oh, I don't know how I could save it, so I'm going to use my hands. But it's still too much Truma Tmeya Drabanan, which isn't so great either. Now comes a major qualification in the next halacha. So it just continues on. Hey, Bamed Varmurman, when do we say this? The chavi shel yayin with a barrel of wine, v'hu shiya bagas hatachtona pachas mimea, and in the lower part of the wine press, there's less than 100 to nullify it, and therefore rabbinically, what happens? Sharei yidma kol, then everything gets mixed up, and everything gets messed up, right? All right. So, and there's a huge loss because you're not able to save anything. But avolim hoya batachtona mea. But if the bottom one has more than 100 times, what happens then? What's in the barrel? Then what happens to all that? It gets nullified into the chulin,
right?
And that it's not a very major loss at all
because now
the Yisrael can at least have it,
and he's got a little bit more wine in there.
Shariola bachasmeya, because a 1 to 100 it fixes it up. So if you have that, then there's no need to do that. O shahaisa chavi shel shemen, unless it was a barrel of oil, and you don't have 100 opposite that, tered, you can go down v'titma and make it tamei, v'al yitamei yada, but don't make it tamei with your hands, with oil. Why? Because what happens even if oil becomes tamei? You don't got to throw it out.
No.
Because
burn it.
Charcoal right lad laka. It's good for good
lighting.
Vein, shum, has remember. That's not a big loss at all, because usually oil primarily would be for lighting anyway. So here's the case where there isn't any losses over here. So let it become tummy. Don't do anything. It'll be tummy by itself, but it's not. It'll be chulin in the first case.
Yes.
Be chulin by itself, and tummy chulin, but you're not doing anything with your hands, and the oil is also not doing anything, and you'll be able to burn it, so that's okay. So it's nothing to save, as it were, because there's no major loss happening.
Question, Rabbi. The first issue, is it that you're not going to get a vessel to try, like a glass vase?
It doesn't feel, if you can't get something that's not tome in enough time to save a revis or not, that's the question. So he's saying, if you cannot save the revis, can't save anything, then use your hands.
So it starts pouring. You run to go get a vessel, and you start putting it in the vessel, and you don't use your hands, and you're going to save the bulk of the barrel without...
Then for sure do that. Then for sure do that. What's the problem? You're not making anything tummy. We're just saying, what's the minimum amount that you have to be able to save that will be tahar, that will not allow you to use your hands?
The problem is you don't have a tahar vessel. That's why you
Don't have a tahar vessel, then you can use a tummy. We're saying, again, what is the minimum amount that you'd have to be able to save in tahara so that we would not allow you to be metame anything. That's all we're saying. And if you don't have anything to save it, then you could use your hands and save it all with your hands. That's all we're saying over it. Yeah.
If there's a steady stream from the top to the bottom, would the bottom make the top impure?
No.
Is that a connection?
I don't think that's... No. Yeah. Next. Vechein. One more case. But now let's have a different case. Not oil from a truma going into tame. What about oil of truma just going into the ground? Okay? It's spilling and going into the ground. There's nothing going to be saved. Vechein chavi shemen shenishbacha. Let's say you have oil of truma, it's spilled, and now whatever's going on the ground gets soaked in the ground, it's lost forever.
Yeah.
So now, what are you going to do? Now the question is, well, I don't have any tar stuff readily available. It'll take me a little while to get it. So now we go back to that first rule. If he's able, over time, to be able to save a one revis in a tar way, yatzel, he saves that, and he doesn't touch anything with his hands. But if he can't save anything less than that, then yatzel b'tumah, then he can save b'tumah just like the first case that we had. Why? Because shekev and shenishbra chavis, since he breaks his barrel, eina muzar, he's not going to be so careful, and he's not, his mind isn't with him so much. Shlola hatzel b'tumah, not to save b'tumah, ibn eshubol, he's all confounded, and since he's so confounded, and you may only be able to save with tumah, then we allow him. In other words, you can't always... You're not always acting so wisely when you're, it's broken. Maybe a reasonable thinking person could maybe save a reviz, but that won't always happen when the person's all confounded. Okay, now we have a fascinating case here involved. Hoya oiver mimakum lamakum. The guy is traveling from place to place. Ubiyado kikoro shel truma. He has a bunch of truma bilkas. Okay, he's got 10 bilkas of truma. He's a kohen, and he's going to be eating along his trip. Then he's accosted. Amar la nochri, comes a goy and says, "Stick him up. Ten li achas mehem. You give me one of those bilkas, please."
Truma now, bilka?
Please. It's a truma bilka. It's a truma. He's a German. He says, "Please." Okay, so it's a German. It's a German bilka.
A truma bilka. The Germans
truma
are thief.
Bilka. Now, what's going to be the problem if you give it to him? Tell me what the problem is. What's the problem
you're
here?
Giving a truma, something kaddish to a goy who's tuma.
Immediately it'll become tame. Right. Once the goy touches it, it's tame.
Right.
And we said you can't make something tame. But hold on, we didn't get to the second point. We didn't get to the mafia part of the offer.
The mafia?
Vim lav, he says, and if you don't give me the one, hareini no geva kong, I'm going to touch every one. Remember that video we saw in Purim?
Yeah. Ago?
Which one? I don't want to go. I don't have time. Take too long to explain it. The guy says, if you're not giving me one, I'm going to stick my grubby paw into your bag. I'm going to make sure to touch all 10 and make them all tummy. So now...
Is that on the video?
No. But now, what do you do? That's an interesting shaila, isn't it? Now, if you give him the one, you're actively making one tummy. But on the other hand, you're saving 9. The other hand, if I don't do that, I'm going to indirectly allow him to destroy 10. So what do we do? So look what the... What?
No! Don't kill him.
Well, you don't... It's one or the other. It's the only two things that are going to happen.
You don't have an option with a sword. You don't have...
Howard.
Just tell him to take one himself.
The guy's twice your size.
Tell him to take one himself.
So, almost. Yaniach lafon of achas al sela. You leave one on a rock in front of him. Ba'al yitnan al tochyoro. Don't put it in his hand. And then say, here's the one, if you want to take it, it's over there. Right? Kidei shalyit matrimidem. So as long as you aren't actively making a tummy. So Paul pretty much got that one. Good. Zion. Now.
Mine?
Hatilton vahakarshinon. Fenugreek and vetch. Shel truma.
Here's Mark's
okay,
question.
This is okay, not, this is not the, that's usually eaten by people.
Oh.
This is not human, the stuff we eat, unless under great pressure. If it's only under great pressure, then it's still truma. If it's not bechlal to be eaten by people, then it's not truma. But under great pressure, right? So now, but really, but normally it's not food, but under great pressure. You could do whatever you want with it, even though it will make it tame. Veina nizer, the only time you have to be careful is you can't make it immediately tuma. Ela be'esh shriyasam b'mayim, when they're soaking in water. Because you know when the water soaks it, it makes it worthy to contract tuma immediately on a higher level of tuma. Shimshara sa b'tumasa, if you'd soak it with tame hands, then immediately arei tima sam b'dayim. Then you make it immediately tuma with your hands. And even though there's no iser to make this type of stuff tame, but we have to make some type of differentiation to know that it's still truma. It still is truma. So you have to treat it a little bit like truma. So don't actively make a tum with your hands. But after, let's say it's soaked, and it's roi to be makabel tuma, ain't an iser. You don't have to be careful, because we're only strict when it's soaking at that same time. Okay? So only then, ain't an iser. Lo be'es sheshaf hakarshinan, not at the time when you're smearing this karshinan. Lo be'es shemachin lem, when you're giving it to your animal. Lefikach, therefore, since we're not so worried about the tumah of this type of very remote truma, no steam truma tilton vekarshin lo kanamaretz. You may give truma of fenugreek and vetch to a koin amaretz, where what's the concern with the koin amaretz? We'll make it tameh, but we're not concerned with this type of food to make it tameh, because you're not really losing much on that, because it's not edible anyway. Okay, now the next couple of us are a little bit tricky here. Okay, ein mafkidin truma eitzel kohen amoretz. You can't give truma for a kohen to watch for you, to be a guardian, if the kohen's an amoretz. So let's say kohen A wants kohen B to watch his truma for him, but kohen B is an amoretz and he's not so careful about truma. So why can't you give it to him? Even though you're telling him, you know, listen, be careful with it, doesn't matter. Mipnei shalibo gaspa, because the amoretz, he libo gas is an expression. It means he feels familiar with it. He's not, if you give it to Yisrael, he'll go, oh, it's holy food, right? But you give him to a coin, on top of it, it's an amoretz. So he's not so, yeah, so lochla, he's not so concerned, and he feels kind of familiar, and he feels he'll eat it, right? And even if it's got certain things to protect it from not quickly getting tummy, we're afraid, we're going to see in a minute, you can cover certain things, he's just going to break through the seal and eat it.
No.
Because since he's a Kohen, well, Yisrael says, Chayv Misa, I'm not going to get involved in that. The Kohen Amoretz could eat it. He's not going to Chayv Misa, but he's an Amoretz, so he can make it tummy, so he won't care about that. So what do we do with it? But rather, Avol Mafkinen will say, so we give it to Jew to watch. Even if he's an Amoretz. Even if he's an Amoretz, you can give it to Jew. When? Bichli Cheres, in an earthenware utensil, Amukav Tzamik Vassal, that's sealed on the top, because we know a Yisrael Amoretz, even though it's an Amoretz, but he's Yisrael, he doesn't want to get involved with Chayv Misa.
No.
That's okay. Umavad, however, Shalo Yeperes Rosharim. But we don't want the fruits already have been wet, because then it's easier for them to contract tuma. Why? Because not for him, but his wife, who may be Anita.
Oh, no.
Xerish lo tisite mishtanita. Because if his wife, who's Anita, would move it, even if it's covered up like that, but a woman who's Anita has a higher level of tuma, even if she just moves something, and if it's moistened, then if she moves it, it'll make a tummy. So it's not because of the Amoretz who's watching it, but because of his wife, who's Anita, and that could make a tummy, and then you would not give it to any Yisrael either. So you'd have to give it to a Yisrael who's not an Amoretz in that case. Okay, tests. We'll start it. I don't know if we'll finish it. Let's see what we can do. There were sometimes people would give all their olives, let's say, to a fellow to process it for them. He'd process it, and he'd do everything. Let's say you have all your olives. You bring your olives to this processor, and the guy processes it. He says, okay, there's 100 kegs of oil, 50 kegs of oil. One of them is truma, the other four are this, and I've already done the process for you, and now you can just send it to the coin. A nice package deal. But what's the problem if the guy who gives you those olives is an Amoretz? So you're going to do this. You're going to be the presser. What's he going to do for you? You're going to give it back to him. What's he going to do? He's going to make the truma tamei, and then he's going to give it the coin. The coin says, I figure it's okay because it was a good guy processing it for him. So therefore, ein osim lamaretz truma seisa betara. You don't process foreign amaretz truma from olives that were tahar, because even if you'll process it right, he'll mess it up. Aval osin lo seisa chum betara. But if he gives you chulin, then to do the entire process from the beginning, you can. That's not a problem if he gives you chulin, mishum kedei chayev shalbar, because the presser has to be able to make a parnasa, so therefore we could give him that, even though he may make it tamei afterwards, but that at least, that's not going to be a problem with any truma. Now, in other words, he giving him to do the entire process from the beginning. So he should make a parnasa. But the problem is, what if that's not the case? And what if you're going to give him and you're going to switch him and he's now going to have something that can become truma? So there is a way to do it. How can you give this to, how can you do this for that moritz without it getting messed up? You have to lie. And the Rambam says here you can lie. Vekeitzad osim, what do you do? Like this. No tolkadeya truma. You separate out and you got this one barrel of truma. Now remember, an amoritz is such an amoritz, he doesn't even know if you're telling him the wrong halacha too. So aminicha bekli shemakama, put it in a vessel that will not contract tuma, number one. So it's a little bit safe. Could go on kli avanim, like stone utensils. Ukushav amoritz lito lachulin vatruma. Now the amoritz comes to pick it up, alright? So when he's going to just carry the wooden thing, it's not going to make a tummy, unless he puts his hands in it. How do you know he won't? Well, remember you tell him the following lie. You say, he's so, you better be careful. Shematiko, don't you touch that truma. Because I want you to know something. When you touch truma, shotachsulativa, that makes all the other 49 jugs tevel. And you can't eat any of it. So now, that's not true. That's not true. But he doesn't want to lose his 49. So you lie to him. That's the way you could do it. You can make your parnasa, and you can still lie to him. Okay.